This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Today's show is about higher education and its price tag. How should you talk with your family about financial choices? What can you do to make school more affordable? The most important thing you can do to prepare for the cost of college is to save. But figuring out where to put the money can be a bit of a maze. Maybe you've heard of a 529. That's a savings plan named after a part of the tax code. Kimberly Langford contributes to Kiplinger's Personal Finance. She's here to tell us about 529s and other saving options and how they work. Thanks for being here, Kimberly.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's get really basic here. What's a 529? How does it work?
Well, a 529 is a great way to save for college. The money you put in may be tax deductible, depending on what state you live in. About two-thirds of the states give you a tax deduction for your contributions. But then the key thing is the money grows tax-deferred for years and years, and when you finally use it for college expenses, it's tax-free. So that just gives you more and more money to be able to grow through the years because people need all the money they can to pay for college these days.
One question we had from listeners on our Facebook page was, how early can you start? Someone wrote in saying that they've got newborn twins less than a month old. Is now the moment?
Nothing is too early. I mean, as soon as you have a baby born, you know, if you've got even just a little tiny bit of money to start setting aside, that would be great. I mean, a lot of these plans let you invest just about $25 or $50 a month, as little as that. A lot of them even have it where you can have it set up going directly from your bank account into the 529. So you don't even have to think about it. So that money can go there before you even think to spend it. And one thing that really scares a lot of parents about college is they look at those sticker prices for college. And a lot of people don't have to spend that whole sticker price.
And how do you compare the best plan? Are there online ways to do that?
The key thing to keep in mind is, first of all, find out if your state offers an income tax deduction for your contributions. About two-thirds of the states allow that. And in that case, it's usually best to start out with your own state's plan. That break that you're going to be getting is usually the most valuable first step. But beyond that, if you're in one of the states that doesn't allow a tax deduction, such as California, then look at some of the plans out there. Look at their fees and expenses. Look, savingforcollege.com has a lot of great tools to help you assess the different plans, has star ratings and cap ratings and can help you really get started. But those are some of the good ones.
There's also something called a college prepaid plan. What is that and how are they different?
With a 529 plan, your money is invested in mutual funds and grows through the years. The prepaid plan, on the other side, has you using today's dollars to buy future tuition. So, for example, you can, you know, set aside a certain amount of money now, and they'll guarantee that that will buy you, you know, a certain share of tuition or even the whole tuition in the future.
If you invest in a college prepaid plan, does your child have to go to that college? And what happens if you move?
Well, that's the thing with the prepaid plans. I mean, that one is tied to your particular state. So if you know that your child is going to attend a state institution in your state, then that's worthwhile to look into. If you know they're going to go to a private school or to a different state, then that's not as good a deal for you because you can get back some money, but you don't get that whole benefit for the plan. The good thing about the 529s, on the other hand, is they have total flexibility. Even though these are offered by states, people in any state can invest in them. You know, you usually have to invest in your own state's plan in order to get that tax break if offered by your state, but you can use that money at any college anywhere. So one key thing and a good strategy that a lot of grandparents ask me about is if the parents live in one state and their state offers a tax deduction, but say the grandparents live in a different state, they'll get a tax break themselves because there's no limit to the number of different plans that a child can have.
What are some of the drawbacks here? I mean, nothing's perfect.
Well, I mean, the money is invested in mutual funds. And, you know, especially after 2008, there'd been some criticism of especially some of these age-weighted funds where they, you know, start out more aggressively, gradually get more conservative as the child gets closer to college age. Some of these didn't get conservative fast enough.
So they lost when the market lost.
Exactly. But the key thing is, you know, for the person with a newborn or the person with a child in elementary school, they still have many years before the child starts college. So if you're going to have that money in there for the long term, don't get freaked out about some of these short-term market blips.
You've written so much about this. What are some of the mistakes you've seen people make with 529s?
Well, I think some of the things that people make is they don't realize to first look to see if their state has an income tax deduction. They might hear about a good plan, and there's some great plans out there, but some states have incredibly generous income tax deductions. Like New York, for example, if you're a single filer, you can deduct $5,000 in contributions per year. If you're a joint filer, you know, a married couple, can deduct $10,000 in contributions per year. Also, keep an eye on the funds. Keep an eye on the fees. If there's any big changes, you can always switch the plans. You can switch to another state, so you're not tied to that plan forever. But a lot of people just don't really realize about kind of the huge flexibility that they have with these plans.
When people find out what you do for a living, what do they ask you about saving for college?
They ask exactly these questions. And a lot of them are worried, first of all, if they haven't done a lot of saving until their child is in middle school. My son just started middle school yesterday. And so a lot of my friends are, you know, it's starting to hit them that college is coming up, you know, sooner rather than later.
What'd you do for your son?
We have actually the multiple 529 strategies with the grandparents. So we have a Washington, D.C. plan, and we get a tax deduction for our contributions. And then my in-laws used to live in Wisconsin, and they set up a plan in Wisconsin. So I think it's just a good strategy to kind of get the whole family involved.
Kimberly Langford writes for Kiplinger's Personal Finance. Kimberly, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And you can find a summary of what Kimberly recommended at marketplacemoney.org. Click on the 529 link.